God, awesome God, let him hear your voice. How great thou art. You are God, you are God. Mighty are your miracles, standing on. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow and worship you. Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow and worship you. Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow and worship you. Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow and worship you. Miracle worker, you are the miracle worker. Come and do, come and do a miracle today. Hallelujah, come and do a miracle today. Destiny changer. Oh, you are the destiny changer. Come and change, come and change my destiny today. Is that your heart cry this morning? Come and change my destiny today. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. We'll go ahead and bless him this morning. Bless him from the bottom of your heart. He's the one that sustained you. It wasn't your money that sustained you. It wasn't your wisdom that sustained you. It wasn't your credentials that sustained you. It wasn't your job that sustained you. It is the mercy of the Lord that sustained you and your family. Lift up your voice this morning. Bless him from the bottom of your heart. Let him know how grateful you are. Let him know how thankful you are this morning. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Our God is awesome. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Hid me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Lord, I bless your name this morning because you are an awesome God. You are a merciful God. I thank you that I'm among the living. Together with my family this morning, my wife, my children, my brother, even your church, we are grateful that we have gathered this morning again. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Amen. Turn your Bible with me to Psalm 3, Psalm chapter 3, and we are going to unmute our devices as we read together. Psalms chapter 3. Anytime I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Did I you say thank you? Thank you, Lord. Anytime I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. We read from Psalm 3, from verse 1 to 5, our muted devices, as we read together, Psalm 3, 1 to 5. One to go. Lord,
Lord,
how
Lord,
many
how
increase and trouble
increase
me?
that
How many are
trouble?
they
How
that
many
rise
that raise
against me?
up against me?
And in there
May
be
there be wishes on my soul. He has no fear from him in God.
But
Now,
now, Lord,
Lord,
pray for me.
My
Holy
glory
Spirit
and
of me,
lift up my head.
I cry
I
unto
cry
the
unto
Lord
the
with my
Lord with my
voice,
voice,
and he heard
and
me
help
out
me
of
out
the
of
valley.
the
I lay
I
down
lay
and
down
sleep.
and sleep. I wake the Lord and sustain me.
You are going to pray and say, Father, thank you for fighting my battles.
Thank you
you
for
fighting
my
battles
over the night.
Over
Go
the
ahead
night.
and make that your prayer. This is the plan of Israel, the
Father,
righteous.
name of Jesus.
Blessing me. This is what verse 1 said.
Father, name of
Verse
Jesus,
1 said, The Lord, how are they increased?
The Lord has
You don't know who's rising up against your family? But the Lord
says, thank you,
my Father, I thank you.
My Father, thank you,
my
Father,
for fighting the battles of your children, members of Jesus, after the night. Lord, you are good God. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for victory over the night.
Thank
you for victory for all our pregnant sisters.
We are grateful
for
you now.
We are grateful for
victory
for our children.
Your Father, thank you.
Thank
you, Lord Father. Thank you, Lord Father. Thank you, Lord Father. Amen.
You are going to pray lastly and say, Father.
Father.
You are the destiny changer. Come and change my destiny today. Come and perform miracles in my life today. Make that a prayer. Father, you are the destiny today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, you are the destiny
today.
In the name of Jesus, by the miracle worker, we do miracles in our life. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free.
Amen.
Now you can mute your devices. Thank you, sir. Thank you, my God bless you. Ancient of Days this morning, I count it a great honor again to appear before you with my household and your wonderful people. We are grateful for strength, wisdom, healings, miracle, great turnaround, for mercy, for merited favor, for fighting our battles. We are grateful. Lord, your people have gathered this morning unto you. Please cause your face to shine upon each one. Let as many that may be sick be healed. Let the lame walk. Let the barren conceive. Let as many that are yet to know Jesus be saved. Let strength be released upon your children. Grace to press on even to towards the mark. Grace to press on to the finish line. Let it be released upon each one of us this morning. And let your name alone be glorified. Take over the slip of clay and make it that. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. And people of God will shout a big amen. God bless you and your household in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us to pray. I want to thank God for your life. Please turn your Bible with me to Philippians chapter 3. Who can tell us what exhortation line we have been talking about, we've been looking at? If you know, just unmute your devices and tell us, anybody, what have we been talking about?
Overcoming condemnation.
Hallelujah. Overcoming condemnation. Yes, thank you. God bless you, ma'am. Yes, our topic is no more condemnation. We've been looking at specifically now, what are the things you must do to overcome it? Who can tell us one thing you must do based on the ones we have? How can you overcome it? Somebody, if you know it, just unmute your devices and tell us. What must you do to
Jesus, put God first.
Put God first. Put God first. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Yes, one more. Somebody else. How can you overcome condemnation? Somebody else?
Restitution.
Restitution, yes, okay, thank you. Restitution, which is take practical steps to reconcile yourself with God and with man. All right, thank you. Now, Philippians chapter 2, Philippians 3, rather, verse 12. When we had the book launch, Pop Balloon, I want to believe everyone, you have read it, or if you are yet to read it, to give it a read and be blessed by it. There's something that ties into this series we are looking at. One of the brethren that one of the brethren brought one of the books that I should sign. And one of these brethren mentioned that if I could write something on the book, and I asked, what would you like me to write? And the brethren mentioned what the person would like to be written on the book. When I was writing it, the Lord just reminded me of that small encounter with that brother. It tells you that there's a lot going on in people's mind. There's a lot going on in people's life. And I want you to know that whatever you may be going through, God loves you and he cares for you. It is like writing an affectionate letter to somebody. And I said, and I added there, I said, Jesus loves you. So I want you to know that whatever you may be going through, Jesus loves you and he has your best at heart. Now, Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I mean, Paul is saying, I have count myself not that I have achieved anything. But this one thing I do, which is what you must do, forgetting those things which are behind. Forget those things that are behind. And reaching forth unto those things which are before. Verse 14, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus is pressing towards heaven. Better life, glorious future. Let us therefore, as many be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even these unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Praise the Lord. Now, Paul in this letter, Paul was simply talking about himself and using that to admonish the brethren. How can you overcome the spirit of condemnation? Yesterday we talked about take practical steps to reconcile with God and hurting people, which is simply restitution. Today is forget the past and press on to Christ's visions and plans for your life. Forget the past and press on. Like I will always say, by the help of the Holy Ghost, we all have our past. Everybody have a past. But we can't dwell in the past. Especially if your past, there's nothing good to talk about that. You cannot dwell in it. No one ever hung in the past and press on in life. Yes, you might have made mistakes. You might have fought many battles. You might have had many degrees, accolades, awards, and so on. I wanted to know that the past is past. Paul says this one thing. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's a mark. There's a destination. There's a greater plans and purposes ahead of your destiny. And so in this morning revival hour, press on towards God's plans for your life. Stop hanging in the past. The people of Israelite, after they roam around for many, we don't know how long, But God spoke to them in Deuteronomy 2. He says, you have wasted so much time on this mountain. You have been here for too long. Tell the people to move forward. So it is time to move forward. It is time to start thinking forward, not thinking backward anymore. Start thinking of the future. There is a great plans ahead of you from the living God. Now, the way you see yourself also matters. As you press on, see yourself from the light of Christ's vision for your life. One of the things about God, one of the secrets of God, is that when he forgives you permanently. What that means is that God is not going to say, well, last year you aborted. This year you did know. When he forgives, he lets it go. And we must be like that. And so is that the way you see yourself matters. See yourself from the light of what God says about you, not what your ugly past is saying, not what the mistakes you have made. And one of the reasons some people are also not moving forward is that once you achieve a particular milestone in life, please don't stay there. There are greater heights waiting for you. There are greater heights. There are better things ahead. The truth is that with God, you can't exhaust all possibilities with God. You cannot exhaust even, it doesn't matter how long you live here now. If you live 1,000 years, you cannot exhaust God's possibility. That means you can't exhaust, you can't reach, you can't say you are exhausting God's climax. Oh, God's blessings, God's favor. No, you can't. No human being can exhaust it. It is like saying you want to exhaust God's power. So, brethren, there is more ahead to press on to. And to press on, you need faith. You need to believe. Believe that your tomorrow is greater than your yesterday. I want you to tell yourself, my tomorrow is greater than my yesterday. My tomorrow is greater than my yesterday. Say one more time. My tomorrow is greater than my yesterday. Hallelujah. So, take your mind away from your ugly past. Start thinking of glory, of the glorious future ahead of you. That's a practical way to do it. If the thought comes to your mind, start thinking of how terrible you were in the past, how worst of a sinner you used to live. Well, start, just don't think about it. But there can be vacuum. So if you want to stop thinking about your past, something else you have to think about. So start thinking of the future. Start thinking of the plans of God. Start thinking of where God is taking you to. Start looking at your life from the mirror. Because if you are only trying to stop thinking in the past or thinking of how, you know, the condemnation, I tell you, if nothing else replaces it, you will still be thinking of the same thing. So it's not just enough to take a step to stop seeing yourself from your past lifestyle or failure, but there must be something else you are seeing. There must be a picture in your mind. There must be a picture you're looking at. So what picture are you looking at? Everybody must have a picture of greater things to come tomorrow. You are going to pray this prayer. I want you to please note them down as much as you can. Number one is to say, Father, I thank you because you are in charge of my tomorrow. That's your prayer point number one. I thank you because you are in charge of my tomorrow. Go ahead and thank him for the word he has also sent to you. Number two, whatever may be tying my life to the past, Father, arise and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Whatever may be tying my destiny to my past, maybe you've not had a good past, maybe a horrible past. Cry to God this morning and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever may be tying my destiny to my past, Father, arise and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Make that your prayer. Also, you pray, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to press on spiritually and physically. I receive grace to press on towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I receive grace this morning to press on. Make that your prayer and add your personal petition. Are you here? You are not born again. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. He cares for you. You are here this morning. You have not invited Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior. I want to repeat after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, a sinner. Please forgive me my sin in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you have prayed that prayer, I pray for you. The Lord have mercy on you. The Lord show you his compassion. He shall be well with you. I pray for you today. Be loose from your past in the name of Jesus. Now, go ahead. Let's take the next 1 or 2 minutes and pray. Pray those prayers and add your own personal prayer. Today, you must be free from that ugly past. Today, you must be free from that terrible past. Cry to God. Say, Father, arise in your power and deliver me from anything that's tying my destiny to the past. I am moving forward. I'm pressing on in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand. Yesterday, we myself and some of the brethren gathered to praise God for almost 1.5 hours. And we have it recorded. I want you to please make sure you listen to it. Use it to praise God. There were some things that happened over the night when the Lord visited me as a result of that. So when our sister was testifying, I was giving God thanks myself for the marvelous things that God did through that worship. So spend time to worship God and the Lord bless you. Now, Father, I thank you this morning because you're a good God. I thank you for your word, teaching us that we must learn to let go of our past and press on to the mark for the high calling in Christ Jesus. This morning I pray, any one of your children, Father, who might be tied, whose destiny has been tied to their ugly path, this morning be free in the name of Jesus. Be loose from that oppression in the mighty name of Jesus. Every affliction of the wicked in your life, in your family, in the name of Jesus, it comes to an end today. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you grace to press on towards the mark that has been set ahead of you. Grace to start thinking and to see a bright future. Receive in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Anything that appear to be border, anything that appear to be hindrances, whatever obstacles the enemy might have put in place before your destiny, I command those obstacles to be shattered in the name of Jesus. And you are moving forward in the name of Jesus. Grace to press on, receive in the name of Jesus. As from today, your thinking is aligned with the thinking of the Most High God. Father, we give you all the glory. As many that are sick, be healed in the name of Jesus. You are crippled, begin to rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. Every form of insanity, every form of unstable mind, every form of sorrow, every form of pain, abdominal pain, in the name of Jesus. I command them now to come out of that body in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, if the Son make you free, you are free. So I, and therefore I decree, be free from that affliction in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. By the time we gather again tomorrow, we'll be singing a new song. We will all have testimony. And I thank you because in this week, you will cancel debt. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Tell your neighbor, press on towards the mark for the prize of the high calling in God, in Christ Jesus. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Have a blessed